Here's the reality for punters on days like this. Someone's just sent through a speckled text. Nagger Mags and old mate Bobby. Just got in the car in North Melbourne. Cracking trip to Dandenong, I'm in for. Take me home, boys. Thumbs up. So you just know that's gonna be a grinding, grueling drive most days, isn't it? From North to Dandenong.
Yep.
But on a day like this, where the roads have got floods all over the place and pools of water sitting here, there, and everywhere, it's going to require a lot of patience.
Mm. We're the home for that.
We'll get you there.
We'll get you there.
We're stress free this time. First day back.
Yeah.
We're not in a hurry.
There's no name on that text, but I feel like whoever texts that in, they spent a bit of time in caravan parks. That's caravan park talk. Knackerbags and old mate.
He spent more time in caravan parks than Conor McGregor spent in the ring the other day over in Las Vegas, up against your mate, the cowboy.
Not my... Your mate. Hey, Murphy.
Oh, yeah,
come on.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Jeez.
But you're a Republic. Isn't Conor from the North? You're from the Republic, aren't you? Is Conor from the North or not?
We're taking knackerbags home for the drive. We're not getting too political. I don't want to upset the North.
That's a very good point. Hey, there were not too much movement in the great world of footy in the month since we're away.
It's pretty quiet. Yeah. Pretty quiet summer.
Which is, generally speaking, a good thing.
This is a good thing.
Yep. Because by and large, only bad news stories bob up.
I remember telling a group of young players, don't get in trouble, but don't get in trouble over Christmas because
shocking.
Nothing's happening and you'll find yourself in very big font.
Yeah, if you will, and it'll feel like a much bigger story than it might in the middle of July. But there was a really big story, a genuinely big story, confirm while we were away. And I wanted to get your thoughts on Brodie Grundy and the commitment to Collingwood, the 7 years, which there was some back and forth. Collingwood, you know, initially were making sounds that they don't want to, and it might have been prepared to be given from elsewhere. And I think there would have been a few sweaty palms amongst Collingwood supporters.
Yeah, no doubt there would have been. It felt like it was sorted out, and I thought it was official long before it was official. It would sort of been long mooted, hadn't it, that the 7 year deal at that sort of money. And there's been a little bit of toing and froing in the aftermath of, you know, Peter Ryan, who we spoke to Peter last year about how, and he's you know, he's crunched the numbers on what value the ruckman have. Because the last 10 premiership ruckmans, only one's been in the top 10 in the best and fairest, and then Volcano. Kane Corns has hopped on board, and he, you know, and sort of piggybacked on the Pete Ryan theory that, you know, it's maybe not quite what it, you know, what it's worth. Which I don't buy into that. So yes, premierships, of course, but it's about getting tickets in the barrel. How many more tickets in the barrel can you get? How can you be a good team and press for premierships for, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That's a really, really good way of looking at it.
Brodie Grundy, he's not the best, he's the second best ruckman in the comp. But I did find the 7 year contract interesting. This is a new fashion in AFL. Steve Canelio, Lockie Whitfield, Josh Kelly, all 7 years, not eight and not six.
Okay.
But 7 years.
Bingo, man, bingo. 7 minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8 minute, folk.
Do you guarantee it? How do you do that?
If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6 minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No, not six. I said seven. Nobody's coming up with six. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse on a wheel.
That's a good point.
Seven's the key number here. Think about it. Seven elevens?
Yeah.
Seven dwarfs? Seven, man, that's the number. Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch.
That was
a big wind up.
So it could have been six or it could have been eight for all of those players, but it's seven.
It's got to be seven.
It's got to be seven.
Yeah.
I wonder how many years.
What did you think about the Grundy
seven-year
contract?
You know, I think all the reason I'm in step with you. I think he makes them an infinitely better team while he's wearing their jumper, and he makes them. He would make them an infinitely poorer team if he defected to another team. I wonder whether Nick Davis has got a 7-year contract around the corner for him in the National Rugby League. You mentioned him before we got to the 5 o'clock news.
Some love him.
2005 Premiership player, star of the Sydney Swans. Outstanding footballer, obviously, he was for both Collingwood and the Swannies. At 39 years of age, is having another crack in the NRL, and he's playing in the Nines. This is an incredible story. And Nick Davis, Nick Bloody Davis, has been good enough to join us on the show. Hey, mate, thanks for your time.
No,
well, we're going well. This decision to have a crack in the preseason comp for the Roosters, how has it come about?
It was sort of come about sort of post grand final this year for the Roosters, sitting around with the coaches and looking at planning the new year, which you sort of do pretty quickly after the grand final, and with the understanding that the Roosters have got the World Club Challenge the weekend after the Nines, and putting a squad together for both, and sort of put my hand up to, you know, go over to Perth and help out. And then it sort of got floated, would you have a crack at standing out on the wing or at fullback for a while to help us out? And thought about it for a little while, and in obviously consultation with Trent and the Roosters, been sort of bubbling away sort of since November, and done a little bit of training, and I'm under no illusions of what it's going to be, look, in the ninth comp, but we're really looking forward to it. So we've got the green light and we're ready to go.
Nick, it's Bob here. Thanks for coming on the show. So you talk about, you know, since back in November, but is this something you've sort of wanted to do, had in the back of your mind for how long? I'm guessing it would be years.
Yeah, probably years. I obviously grew up in Sydney and New South Wales, and although I had obviously a pretty deep AFL heritage with Dad at Collingwood and Carlton, and obviously he's worked with the AFL up in Sydney. Look, I grew up on Friday nights before, you know, the games were televised, watching rugby league and playing rugby league at school. And look, I love AFL, and it was, in the end, always going to be my first choice. But look, I've got a tremendous respect for rugby league. Like I said, I've watched it growing up as a kid. I've got a lot of mates that have played and do play the game, and I've got tremendous respect for them. So, look, I'm not going out there to try and, you know, so they felt better. But, look, I love rugby league, and the opportunity come up, and, I'll go and have a go at it.
If you had played that code instead of the one that you did play, what position have you ever, have you kind of imagined yourself sort of settling into?
I played as a kid at school. I played fullback because I could catch and I could kick it. So, I probably would have been a fullback if I had continued down that path.
And you're a kicking coach down there, so you know the club, and you know you've sort of outlined that you've been speaking to the coaches about this. Just on the kicking side of things, how much more sophisticated, if at all, since when you first started watching the game to now, has the kicking skill, have the kicking skills and the kicking strategies become in rugby league?
A lot. I think sort of, you know, a couple of things that contribute to that. Obviously the professionalism of the players, and look, being able to work with, you know, Cooper Cronk over the last couple of years and Todd Carney before that when I was doing it at the Cronulla Sharks. These guys are ultimate professionals, and look, they understand that it's an important part of the game. And then also, look, some rules that have been brought in have changed the way that that rugby league, you know, sort of teams look to kick the footy. And it was probably off the back that the Melbourne people would understand, where Israel Folau was down there, and he was sort of the first one to be able to, you know, take the AFL mark and score tries. And scoring tries wins you games, and coaches are pretty big on that. So if you can get that as an important part of your game plan, then and everyone buys into it, then the more games you win, you know, the happier everyone's going to be.
Talking to Nick Davis, is going to line up for the Roosters in the NRL preseason comp and the Nines comp, and he's explained the reasons why that's come about. You've got it in perspective, Nick, you know, where you're at in your life and, you know, with your career. There's going to be some players on opposition teams who are going to be using this competition to stake a claim for their respective outfits. And then they're going to worry about the fact that you're out there just filling a spot. They are going to be putting everything on the line to say that they're ready to be picked for higher duties around the corner. There's going to be some blokes coming pretty hard at you.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, this is not it's not an exhibition. It's not a charity. It's a pre-season comp similar to, obviously, the AFLX that we had a few years ago. And look, the first thing I wanted to do was, you know, earn the respect of the Roosters guys first. Look, when we sort of floated it and a few of the boys found out, look, if they were a little bit standoffish about it, I would have pulled the pin on it pretty quickly. But look, I've gone in, I've done some training, and then the response from, you know, my teammates, the Roosters guys, who are obviously who I've run out with, they're looking for spots as well in the upcoming season. So look, like I said, I've got tremendous respect for rugby league players. I understand that the skills and the skill set is different to AFL. And look, I'm going out there to not just fill a spot, look, help out the Roosters, try and win some games of footy over there, and bring a different skill set. Look, I'll be kicking the ball a fair bit and doing that. Look, tackling wasn't my major strength when I played AFL, and it's definitely not going to be my major strength in rugby league. So, look, there's going to be some different skill sets that I can bring to the game of nine. So, I understand that, there's 15 other teams and they're going to be going hard at it. And look, I don't want anyone to dodge or weave. It's like I said, it's not an exhibition, it's not a charity, and I'll put my hand up to play, and I'm ready to go.
Mate, I guarantee you, the mere fact that you're doing this is going to drag a whole lot of eyeballs to the Roosters games from fans of the other league, the other code, obviously, when they know that you're playing. So good luck, mate. We wish you all the very best. Do you still keep a finger in the pie over at the Swannies? Do you sort of keep an eye on how they're developing and what they're getting up to?
Yeah, no, that's my full-time job, mate.
Oh, of course it is. Yes.
Still skill acquisition and still working, obviously, with the senior program there and our Swans Academy. So, the fact that the Roosters and the Swans train 50 metres apart at Mole Park makes my job pretty easy. I just sort of go in and change polos and head up to the other field. So, Swans, everything's tracking along okay there, and looking for a few more wins this year.
If there was one or two of the younger fella, without putting anyone under too much pressure, but if there are a couple of the younger blokes who you think are, you know, likely to take really sort of significant steps in 2020, have you sort of got a couple that we should keep our eyes on?
Yeah, probably if anyone that watched our games at the back end of the year, they would have seen like Ollie Florent really step up in the back end of the year. Will Haywood. Obviously, Pat's had his stuff going on in the off season, but he's been putting in. He's been, on fire on the track, and then even probably James Robottom has probably won a little bit from left field. That's worked pretty hard. So look, we've got a good core of young players that got some game time last year, and it'll put them in good stead for this year.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for your time, and we wish you all the very best with the Roosters jersey on. All the best.
All right, thanks, boys.
Good on you, Nick.
Nick Davis.
That's good of him to take the call.
Very nice of him to take the call. Good luck.
A few butterflies.
Oh, can you imagine? Like, he knows these blokes, right? And they, as he said, they've got these two competitions that they've got to get two respective squads ready for. And he can help them out with that. We could do with you there so we don't have to stretch a player. But when we get into the cut and thrust of this thing and the games are on and they're on tally and blokes from the opposition team who are on the cusp of their respective clubs think, I need to go full clacker here.
Make a name here.
Yeah.
Play for keeps in that sport.
Then she'll be on.
I just know how AFL coaches dealt with missed tackles. Just don't remember.
Right.
Just don't think that rugby. Right. That'd come up well on the tape.
1-300-736-736. We'll hand out some summer loving gongs. We've been sort of tapping into this throughout the show so far. If you've got somebody who, since we've been away, deserves a pat on the back for what they've been doing in the last 4 weeks, feel free to join in 1-300-736-736. And we were talking about the fact that there weren't that many big footy stories that have been breaking since we'd been away. We mentioned, obviously, the Brodie Grundy story. Somebody said, Rance isn't a big story. Well, that happened while we were away.
Mm.
But there is another layer to this, which we'll have a chat about when we come back. We're here for Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last, and Quick As Logistics. They know freight, quickas.com.au.